This year is brought to you by Eshel Publications. Eshel Publications is a non-profit organization dedicated to spreading the Torah, Shiurim, and Sefarim of Rabbi Aaron Lapiansky. For sponsorships or more information, visit eshelpublications.com.
The Avodah Sachinuch, the first Avodah in the Mishkan, and then there's a Hemshech of the Sreifas B'nei Aaron, of Nodav Naviyu. The Mashmos is Ki'ilu, means not Ki'ilu, it's a Pashuk says, it's a Pashuk says Mufurish, Vayeme Moichel Aaron, Hu Asher Dib Hashem Leimo, Bekroi Ve'akodesh, Va'apnei Kolom, Ikovit, Va'yidem Aaron. That there was already a Maimer of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that Bekroi Ve'akodesh, Rashi explains where the Maimer is, other Shem argue, but there was a Maimer of Bekroi Ve'akodesh, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said that there would be such a Matziv, and they were chosen to be the Bekroi Ve'akodesh. Putting aside a minute the Shiloh Bechira, in other words, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said something would happen to somebody, obviously somebody, forget about that Shiloh. So all the Terutzim in a few places. But the Shiloh is, it's Mashma, what is Mashma is that the same, it was something that was part and parcel of the Chanukas HaMishkin. Meaning that in the Mishkan itself, in the same Avodah, in the same Mahalach of Chanukas HaMishkan, there was a Mokrim of Bikrei VeKodesh. There would be, it's Kilu, the Mahalach is the same Mahalach, and it splits off into two. On the one hand, there's the Chanukas HaMishkan, and there's the Vayira Kvod Hashem Elohim, and then there's the Bikrei VeKodesh. And if you look at the Psukim, the contrast is almost the same. The Vateitze Eish, Vateitze Eish Melifnei Hashem Vateichal HaMizbeach Esoyla V'Sachalovim is the Maisa of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's Hashuas Hashchina. That's the V'yeir Kvod Hashem El Kolom. Vateitze Eish Melifnei Hashem Vateichal Oysom is the Maisa of the Kvod HaKadosh. It's mamish the same Maisa, and it splits itself into two. It splits itself into a Maisa of the Yeru Kvod Hashem El Kolam, and then there's a Maisa of the Kvod HaKadosh. And you have to understand, it's one parasha. It's one parasha with two endings to it. And it was the Chatchila understood that, it was the Chatchila told that this would be two parts to it. And one part was this, one part was this. It needs to be understood. Chazal say a lot of different inyanim as to what happened exactly, in why they, what was the Chet. And so on. Different shittas. There's a lush, one of the lushiness in the Zaya is a very, very strange, very fascinating lush. It says like this. It says, Bahi Shaito, that the problem was yours, Havi. The Hokteiris lay soul called Bezimni Yedin. That the problem was not in the Etzim Akteiris Akteiris. The problem was that the Zman wasn't a Zman of Kteiris. Because Kteiris has Bezimni Yedin. Kteiris has to be brought at certain times only. What's the time that's mute for Kteiris? The Chsiv V'Higdol of Aaron Kteiris Samim Baboike Baboike Emas when Beheitivon HaNeiris, that the time, the only time that you're allowed to bring Kteiris is when there's Atavis HaNeiris. That's the Zman of Kteiris. So good. So in Kachim, it's a Kachim de Kalocha, and the fighting, that's a Seder, and it's a wrong Seder, I mean, that's you don't need the Zohar for that, that's not. The Zohar adds two or three words to explain what's the Kesha. Le'ishtapcho shemen v'kteiris kechoda. Uksiv b'ahalois v'chulu. He says that the reason is because we want, the shemen has to come together with kteiris. Neiris are shemen, and Kteiris is Kteiris. The Haktor of Kteiris can only come when there's Shemin. And if there's no Shemin, there can't be Kteiris. So the Zman, it's not just a technical Seder in Kdimus and Ichur, but the Zman that's Roy for Kteiris is when there's Shemin, Lahayr, and when they come together, that's the right time. So, the Zohar is pointing at the Nekuda here, that the Eish Zohar is that there's an Eish that doesn't have Shemin at the time, and Kteiris without Shemin is not good. And it needs to be understood, kefir keinu. Obviously these things are mukim, but kefir keinu, what's the mahal of that? Shemen, that k'tayrus, the only time you can bring k'tayrus is when there's shemen, and if you bring it when a time when there's no shemen lahadlik, it's not good. Another place, almost striking, where you see that there's a kilo of contrast between shemen and k'tayrus, it says it's a medrash in the beginning of Shashir. It says shemen turak shmecha al keina lamoisei vucha. So Shlomo Melech said, "Kol Ashirim she'omru lefanecha ha'avos, the shirim that the avos said in front of for you, reichim hayu. They were all a pchinas of reich, like not real. Reich is in the sense of just a vague whiff, not be'emes. But avalani shemen turak shmecha. Shira is a pchina of shemen turak shmecha. So again, he doesn't speak about shemen lahayir, but he speaks about shemen versus reyach. There's a pchina of reyach, which is that's the avos, and whatever it means, and we'll see maybe, there's a giroyin of avos, there's a giroyin in avos, that their pchina shira was only reyach, and the Miley says of my shira is that it's shemen. And there's a similar chazal, since in Bamidbar, the obvious that their shir was reyach, the shir is not reyach, our mitzvahs are not reyach either. Meaning, the pashas of the pshat in chazal is that the mitzvahs of the obvious, when there was no chiyuv, there was no tzivui, it was only like a seichel of mitzvahs. There was the fnimish, was a din sort of. Mashayin came by us, it's real mitzvahs. I mean, that's the pashat pshat, that's the pashat mahalach of that chazal. So Al-Kopanim, we find another place where there's afchana between k'tayrus and shemen, and vayta the same. And the truth is, it's interesting. This is not afchana anymore between shemen and of hadlaka versus k'tayrus, but k'tayrus of reyach, psomim that give reyach, versus shemen means when you soak the psomim in the shemen, the reyach stays. I mean, that's the and it's davazayim dasheni. What's the mile of sheashirim? What's the yichud of Shlomo HaMelech's shira that it was shemen and shemen turak shmecha? It also means, I mean, the pasuk says lereyach shmonecha. We're talking about the reyach and the shemen, but it's mechalik between a reyach that's without shemen and a reyach that's with shemen. There's a halacha that's a very interesting halacha. Two interesting halachas in Birchus HaReach. One halacha is that everything in the world that you make a bracha rishayin on has the possibility of a bracha achrayin, if you eat enough. The only thing that's not like that is Reach. In Reach, there's a bracha rishayin and there is no bracha achrayin. And the partial reason is because it doesn't stay, everything else, after you finished, you have something left. In Reach, you don't have anything left. Good. There's one more halacha in Hilchis Birchus HaReach that's unusual in understanding the setup of the brachas. In Birchus HaNenen of Achila, there's the ischalkus of the brachas kafi the Michael. There's Boyer Minazonis for Dover, that's Mazin. There's Boyer Priagofen because there's a Malusa. There's Eitz, Adama. All of those are in Yonim that we understand the Ischalkus of the Bracha to be a more specific Bracha to the type of food you're eating, to the effect it has, and so on. That is understandable mitzad the lomdus of the Inyan. In the place that's not moving, in the place that's in psalmim, there's also a whole series like that. There's atzei psalmim, there's asvei psalmim, there's minei psalmim. Depending on where the reyach comes from, there's also a chalukah that's natural to the inyan. There's Akadosh Baruch Hu created eitzim that give psalmim, kinamayin and other things. Akadosh Baruch Hu created asovim that give off reiches. And then there's other yonim that are not this, not this, and mosque, and so on. They're different yonim, like we learned in Kedzim Varchin. Each, it's different classifications of things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave in the Bria, things that give off Reah. Fine. Peiris that are bar achila, that have a Reah, have a Bracha. You know, it's a pre that's not a vegetable or fruit that's not edible and has a Reah. So it's either Atzei Psomim or Asei Psomim. There's no other haluka. So if somebody, let's say, takes an esrik, not an esrik shal bracha, to smell. So the chur, the bracha, should have been atzei psamim. Here we have a miyuchadik bracha that noisent reach toiv beperis. What's unusual about it is the fact that the peiris roi lechol, lechura has no shaykhis to the reach. It's not a chalukah that's logical to the brach berachas areach. Berachas areach, the logical is asvei and minei, shem and orav maybe, but the noisen reach toiv peiris, meaning edible peiris is not a category that we would include as being a different type of reach. I mean, where's the mokim for this yichud? And there's another interesting halach also. In all the halachas, it says, in the whole the Lashna Gemara, the Riyat to the Gemara is, al, isvei the sigla, you make this. Al, this, you make this. On this, everything make this. On Birus HaPeres, it says, ha-moyreach, esreg, or a chavush, makes a certain bracha. It says, here it's a pe'ula if you smell it, and then the halach, it has an afternoon also. But it's mud, it needs avana. It's a type of bracha that doesn't seem to give any yichud mitzad etzem inyan shabbat. We've spoken a few times about the different chushim of a person. The chush of a person that the part of a person that allows seichel to function the most, that is the chush of seichel, if we to call it that way, is re'iyah. If a person sees something, to us it's synonymous with understanding. I see it means I understood it. He enlightened me means I saw the light and I understand it. I mean, see, re'iyah and seichel and havana is one and the same to us. It's not an accident that shemen, which is the kli for hadlaka and for oyer, is also the kli for chachma. It says if you eat shemen zayis, if shemen zayis is chachma, menoyres bedorim keneged chachma, it's because ha'ora mitzad atzma speaks to seichel. That's what ha'ara is. So ha'ara is something which in the chushim, a chush is obviously not a sichlius. A chush is only a feeder for the seichel. But lemaisa, the chush that most identifies with a person's havana is re'iyah. And we say a person has a behirus in Inyan. We're talking about re'iyah. The word boyer is re'iyah. When the Ravid yells on something that it's not clear, loy boyer, loy tsoyer, v'chulu, it's re'iyah is always identified with seichel and with havana. The thing that's furthest away from seichel and havana is chush ha-reach. We once spoke about Shmia, we once contrasted it. Shmia means also, it's a crutch. Shmia means you depend on someone else's edus. But at least, Shmia is something where the muscle. If I see that somebody takes money from someone, so I know he's a ganif. I saw it and I know it. There's no problem with that. If two edim come along and say they saw him taking money, so there, my seichel has to come onto a crutch, to someone else's re'iyah, but at least once it's accepted, it sits well in the seichel. I have a very clear understanding about how this person is a gun. He walked in this place, took the money, left. Two people came, saw it, and told me. At least it somehow fits, it clicks in the seichel. A person who has a chush ha-reach, it doesn't like something suspicious about the person. There's something fishy about the person. I can't put my finger on it. I don't know what it is about him, but I don't trust him. So that's chush ha-reach. Chush ha-reach reaches out further than the other chushim, but at the expense that it has no makom seichel. Explain it to me. Tell it to me. I mean, just because he looks down at the floor, the other people look down at the floor. Just because he shifts his eyes, other people shift his eyes. I can't. It's something that fakert. The mahalach of it goes beyond seichel, but at the price of being minutik from seichel. I can't tell the person why it is and what it is that the person is aroused suspicion me, but that's the way it is. So that would be parallel to chush hareach, and it comes at it reaches further than other things. It goes places where the seichel can't go, but it comes at the expense of not having the seichel at the place you got to. You got to some place, but without the seichel taking along, without the havana, and betzim without the person. When a person has that type of intuition, he's always uncomfortable because maybe I'm just imagining it. It's one of the, when a person deals on something on an intuitive level, the person is never ever, his das is never miyushevis with the appraisal because, I don't know, maybe I'm just imagining something. Maybe it's an illusion. Which that's the price that a person pays for it. In the Mahalach of Avedis Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu put in both bechinas. There's a b'china of reyach, and there's a b'china of re'iyah. The b'china of reyach is the b'china of hagasha that a person has that is extraordinary in the sense, it's something where the person is ecstatic about something when the person doesn't have a command of it yet. The person had a tremendous isairus where the person got turned on. Even though, if you were to sit back and think about it calmly, he couldn't be miyashevit bedaitum. That's a pchina of reyach. And that's why the mahalach of the avos was a pchina of reyach l'mal yusa. The first, the reyach shmanecha, the first step is always an intuitive step, a leap, a step that the person is jumps at something because he likes the reyach of it. It attracted him. He can't even understand what attracted him. So avos mitzad de mohus was a tzad of was a pchina of reyach because that's what avos were. The bonim, the hemshech li avos couldn't remain reyach because in that mahalach it has no mamoshes and to stick with reyach is toyev avoyu. Mashal ma'adavadayim. Let's give a pashto mashal. And again, it's not. It says part of the mashal is emes mitzadatz musay. A person who faints, he faints from hunger. A mashal. Person is very hungry and he faints. If you try to stuff down bread his mouth, you'll choke him to death. Not bread, not water, nothing. What you do to make him come alive is psamim of all the chushim. That you mezorah the person, you give him something to be meiriach, and that wakes him up. So some chacham is going to say, no, so it's much cheaper than feeding him. Every time the guy faints, we'll just put a psalmin box under his nose, and you can keep him going for a year at that. It's a savings. The teretz is if you do it enough times, psalmin's not going to help either. Once he's awake, once you woke up something in the person, then you have to start feeding him. Reach itself has the maila that it takes a person from past where he is. If there's no chiyus in the person, it gives him a chiyus. And that's why the Gemara calls it the Dovash HaNesham. And then the Gemara learns the mucker for Birchus HaNenen of Reach. It's called HaNesham HaTalka, Dovash HaNesham and Nenaboy. That it's part, there is a thing that Neshama is Nenaboy. And when you want to press, when you want to jumpstart something, you jumpstart it with Reach. That's how you start a person. But the hemshich, if you don't feed the person, he's going to die. All the reach in the world is not going to help. So the hemshich of reach is shemen, and in toifani. Either you coil it the reach of the psamim in shemen, that gives it a certain permanence. Shemen it pickles the reach and it gives it it keeps the reach much longer than with just psamim. That's one mahalach, and that was the tarevis of psamim and shemen amishcha in the mishkan. Every mishicha, if they wanted, when they want to be meishich kelim and people, Sai in the Beis HaMikdash and Sai for Malchus, you didn't put psalmim on the person. You took shemen, markachas, it was a shemen with a blila of psalmim. The psalmim taka was the p'chinas reyach, was the p'china of the kesa malchus, the p'china of the kesa kehuna, mamash b'diyuk, not b'litzadik. That was the p'china. But every mishcha meant that you wanted to give it permanence. The halacha was you didn't have to be meishach hamelach unless the line was cut and there was no permanence. To give it a permanence, to make it shemen mishcha, you had to be ma'aravit with shemen, and then put it on the person. So there was a klita of the reyach that was able to stick to the person. That was one oifin of how you ma'arav the shemen with the k'tayrus in avodas hakodesh. The second mahalach is like the Zohar says by the menorah and the k'tayrus, that the menorah and the k'tayrus, the menorah itself is a ar of chachma. And if a person is stimulated to a certain aliyah, and the person is then koiled in seichel and in avon and in chachma, so then it gets a permanence, a different type of permanence. So the k'tayres itself, psalmim itself, has no mokim in aktara. It has a mokim in toifanim. It has to come with shemen. That's what the Zohar says. And shemen is possible two ways. There's either shemen, like we said, when by Shlomo HaMelech, when he says that the shira of the avos was reyach, and this is koiledit, and then there was the mahalach of menorah together with k'tayrus that the psalmim and the hour of the menorah came together. That was the two mahalach. Da'komas haMishkan, the v'yira kvoid Hashem aleichem, had in itself a maila, and it had a tremendous problem. In other words, what a person wants, what a person is shayef for in his avoda, more than anything else, is to get some sort of feel of the tainug inside it. A person does, and he learns, and he davens, and does mitzvahs, and does, and does. He wants to get a whiff of ruchnius in it. The most difficult part of a person's avoda is there seem to be so much toil and so much avoda that's dry and doesn't have that reyach of something beyond it. He doesn't feel the reyach ishmanecha al kena lamoisei vucha. He doesn't sense the melech that's oimid me'achoyredis. So avodas haMishkan, the Mishkan itself was v'yera kvod Hashem aleichem, is the keser of having the gilui of Shechina in Ma'aseh de Adam. That is the malyusa of Mishkan. The chisaron of Mishkan is that a person would short circuit the process and be so overwhelmed by the mahalach of v'yera kvod Hashem aleichem that he's going to do v'yera kvod Hashem aleichem without the korbanos. The korbanos to the v'yera kvod Hashem aleichem was the equivalent of shemen to k'tayrus. You had avoda, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself in the avoda. In the avoda side, in the ma'isa avoda, that's where HaKadosh Baruch Hu was megala himself. The opposite of that was they were so enthused and so overwhelmed and so taken by the Gilui Hashem, they wanted to push the button for another Gilui Hashem, to keep pushing it for another Gilui Hashem. That was the process of trying to get the k'tayrus without getting the horror of it. We'll see in a second. Let's first take it down. I want to give a dogma, a certain dogma in a mahalach that's relevant for most people. When a person starts to learn in a serious way, so the thing that awakens everybody who got involved seriously in learning gets involved because of the lumdus of the thing, the svara, the chap, the geoinis, or the person himself has the ability to ask, to be mechadish, to answer. So you have a mahalak where a person gets turned on with that that's a p'china of reach and Torah. It's a p'china where a person is able to come up with the svara, the havana, the kasha, especially if there's a little bit of himself involved in it, the what a person himself said, the person wrote, said, whatever it is, those are inyonim that I'm a person to get involved in learning. Almost everybody started that way, and there's nothing wrong. It's like a person is fashlofen, a person is doesn't care to learn, it's not the type of a person, and someone comes along and shocks him with a tremendous reach of Torah, and a person hears a svara that makes his head spin around, and b'meila the person is awakened to learn, and that is the mahala. That's the way it goes, and that's the way it is. It's the way it should be. If the person stays with that, and he doesn't move it over to the p'china of avoda, then nothing stays of it. The obvious reach was the right avoda. For the hemshich, it's wrong. So at least minimal, and we'll speak in a second. I want to ramify this nakuda a little bit. At least a person has to understand that there has to be a hemshich kit. Reach is not substantial. When a person is revived from fainting from hunger, so he doesn't just get up and run around. Once he's alive, once he's awake, he has to eat something and drink something. That's the dates is not just to keep him on psalmim, because then he'll collapse and die out. There's another maimon d'zeir, a gevaldik, a rizika maimon, on what the chet of the bnei Aaron was, and it's not a havana in another in. It says, I mean, Chazal say in the Zohar, it says it also, that the reason for the chait was they were shtuya yayin, which is mashma from the parasha, that the hemshech is the hemshech of shtuya yayin, and the iser, the whole parasha of iser yayin and so on, is given afterwards. So why says it was shtuya yayin? So Zohar is the kasha. Rebchia posa says, v'yayin yisamach levav enish. That's a pasuk that says that yayin is the samach of avenish. That's why yayin has such a chshivus. Iboy kahani lemechti ulishtakcha b'nehira da'anpin yasa mikula. If kahanim wanted to be happier and have more aras upon him than other people, amai osale chamra. Why should yayin be osa? Dochidu b'yishtakach nehira da'anpin b'yishtakach. It's wine has in itself simcha, and wine has itself haras panim. I mean, what's better? A kohen has to be the simcha. The halacha is if he's an oinan, if he's an avul, it's possible because he's not the simcha. A person klaisol can't eat maizes when he's baninus. All the nyanim avoda require simcha. So what's wrong? So drinking wine is it'll be fakat, it'll be alachayim and then the Beis Hamikdash, everybody, the karim will be besimcha and it'll be wonderful. What's wrong with it? That's the Zayas Kasha. So the Zayas answers, Elo, Sheirusa de Chamra Chedvasa. The beginning of wine is simcha. Achaka Chatziva. And afterwards, it's Atzvas. And let me explain. People, the hang-up that a person has, I don't talk about the physical hang-up, the down that a person has after he's drunk is because he realizes that there's nothing there. The tremendous problem with yayin, the tremendous atzvus and the bria that yayin brings is because it gives a person a full simcha. And then when the person goes back down again, the person realized he lived in a fool's paradise for a day. What calls man a person didn't live in a fool's paradise, so he has what he has, he grumbles, he wished he had more in this net. But when the person was drunk and he had attention and he had this and he had that and this and that, and then he wakes up and he realizes he's the same nobody who was there before, there's no bigger atzvus machmas, the pustkeit that the yayin left over. It gave the person a reyach of some mood, and it left the person with no substance afterwards. That is the sheirish of the. So in the shtuya yayin, of, even though it's a separate ma'isa, a completely different type of ma'isa than the Torah's, but it's the same chisorin, the same pekam. In the shtuyi yayin, it means that they got ahead of themselves, and they enter the madrega that they got a quote unquote chas v'shalom. I mean, we can't say it on them, but that they got a high out of it, and they weren't holding there. The seichel wasn't holding there. The atzmis wasn't holding there. Whatever it was, that is the dagdara of shtuyi yayin. But that's what the Torah said. That's the Torah that's supposed to say. So you have a darga where a person. So again, the tchila yayin has a makom. It says l'mashal. There is a purpose for yayin debriya. It says tnu yayin l'mari leiv. That to people that are bitter, hurt, upset, you should give yayin. And that's why by oinan it says by oinan by oval. It's in the gemara that there is a makom for yayin because for that pasuk. That over there, it's fakir. Over there, be'etzem, the person has a lot more. But a tsar or a tsara came to the person, and the person is depressed. He's not holding where he should be holding. Be'etzem, so yayin is mafik the tsara, and the person is able to see things in the right perspective. In the mahalach of nu yayin lemori leiv, it's a mahalach where it's putting the person right back to where he should be. There's another makrim where a person starts avoda, but that yain is a mahalach of avoda. It's not a mahalach of avoda because it's k'tayrus without shem. It's reyach without substance to it. And that's the yichud of birchas haperis with reyach. And let's try to explain a little bit in the psukim. So until now we said the first thing is a person has to use. Reach is always the beginning, and then a person has to move over to malach of avoda of seichel of avona of amul of yegiya of doing and chulu v'chulu. There's a deeper knach to that mahalach, and that's betzin mahalach of the parsha. There are some people that because they got a tremendous geshmak, they had a ha'ara. They had something opened up for them, so the person knows that if he wants to say good shtickle Torah, he has to learn the sugya, because or else he say a lot of stupidities and a lot of narishkeit and so on. It's a necessary evil. He has to go through the whole Indian, with the rishonim and get it down, and then he's free to say what he wants because you won't catch it. That's a mahalach. There's a deeper mahalach, and someone described to me somebody Adam Godelmoid that was close to the Chaznish. Once described, if anybody takes a look, the difference between Sfarim Losha, the Brisker Rav, and Chaznish, they both were Anakei Olam. I mean, we're talking about the two Amudei HaTorah of our day that we can still relate to. I mean, they're both Anakim. The difference was in the Mahalach of the Rav, Reb Chaim, you see only the Seilas Nekiya, Mamish, the Nekuda, the Ha'ara Shebahara, that's what you see in it. And in Chazanish, you see the plugging back and forth, and Faket, it's a whole different. It's a lot harder until you're aiming on what's the chiddush of the Chazanish. Where's the Nekudavar? It's a lot harder to see. It's a lot harder to understand it, to see it. It's a very hard sefer. But someone who was close enough to observe him, a huge Balkishan, said that the Chazanish sat down. And he said, and he took apart the Inyan like a first grader. So where was the Kohen standing, and where was the carbon, and where did the dam come from, and how did the Zrika work? He said, he every little detail calmly taken apart. He said, and that's where the lumdus was. It wasn't genugita, you know, detail work. When he got through with it, you saw that be'etzim he got to the heart of the Inyan. It's like somebody who takes apart a whole mechanism, and when he has all the parts taken apart and put together again, you realize that he was oimid on the principle behind it. The emes is that the reach of psalmim has to be found in the shemir. It's not one leads to the other. The awesomeness of the bracha anuysin reach toiv beperis is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu in peris gave a reach toiv. It's not a mile in psalmim. In psalmim, there's no difference between this and that. It's a mile in the zivug of reach toiv with peiris.
that in the mokum of Achilas Adam, which Taki becomes him, in that Achila and Reach become one and the same, that's a unique zivug that has a brach in itself. So, and that's why it says, if you may Reach, all the other ones, the pshat is, the min demands it. The min of all of the asovim that are Miriach, that min is a psalmic min. The min of eitzim that are Miriach, that min is a eitzim is a eitzim de kapsam. That Reach Toiv Peiris, it's the esrig or the tapu or the chavush, the made for achila. But if a person the hair is a Reach Toiv in achila. So if a person eats it without wanting to smell it, he doesn't make a bracha on the Reach. But if a person that has the Reach in the Achila, that's where you have a bracha. It's a bracha only for a person who has it. And in fact, the Rishonim is a big shaila, which do you do first? And one of the eitzes is that you're not miskaven la Reach, and you eat it first, and then you may Reach. It's faket when you deher in the ma'is achila, which is ma'is achila is what gives the person what goes into the person becomes nivlan him. When you deher reach on that, there's a separate shvach and yichud HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that was in the parash. It went like that. There was a special tzivi over here. It says ze adava asher tziva. It says like this: ze adava asher tziva Hashem tasu. Zeh Adavah Shetziv Shem Tasu is probably the most specific of tzivuyim that you can get. Zeh Adavah means exactly like this. Ashetziva Hashem Tasu. It's the most lemaisedika, tzivudika mahalach of avoda. V'yer alechem kvod Hashem is gilui shchina. The metzias of the gilui shchina had to be tied. That there should be, and the Sfarim point out this Knech. The Chiddush here was that in the Zeh Adova Shatziv Hashem Tasu, the Ve'yer Alechem would be a Ve'yer Alechem Kvod Hashem. The Her of Mishkan is, the Mokem Avoida, like we spoke a few times, that Hakol B'Ksav, it has to be exact, the Meduyek, and there's no Mokem for Shino, there's no Mokem for Svaris, nothing. It's all with a tremendous Avdistik Knech. And Mitzat Sheni, that's the Mokem Ve'yer Kvod Hashem. It's not enough to deher the Reach and go on to the Avoida. It's to deher the Reach in the Avoida. That was Mishkan. And that's what it says. Yiratzin Shetisho Shchina B'Ma'is Yodeichem. That was the bracha that Aaron gave. The bracha is two ways. If a person works and doesn't see any accomplishment and any tachlis and any tellus, he's frustrated and it's bothersome. And the person himself is very very. It's a terrible mahalach. To go through life, to try to learn hard, and you don't have a geshmak in it, is difficult. To daven and not have feeling in it is very difficult. To do mitzvahs when you don't live them, you don't hear them, it's mechanical. It's very hard to do it. So there's a brach of Yerushin Shetisha, Shechina B'Yisidechem, that a person should have a tam of Shechina in everything he does. But there's a flip side to the bracha. If a person walks around with a permanent high, if a person chaps svaras this right and left without learning the sugya, it's a klala, because the person is able to skim the top off, but you starve from it. There's the tremendous bracha is when a person has to work hard and he feels the tam in the avoda. There's no bigger bracha than when a person goes through an inyan and has to work hard. He has to chaz over something again and again and again till it's clear. And then get down toisis until it's clear, and repeat it again, and set it up, and then if he has a satisfaction, that's a tremendous bracha. V'noyam Hashem aleinu, u'maisi yodeinu koin aleinu. Again, it's the same. That's the pasuk that this bracha is based on. It's a pasuk that the mekubalim put down in every l'shem yichud before every mitzvah. The toichin of the pasuk is. V'noy Hashem Akeinu Aleinu means that we want the Shoras Hashchina in our Maisim. U'Maisi Yodeinu Akeinu Aleinu on the one hand means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu should be Nesatz in our Maisim, and our Maisim should fill with Tam and Teovin. And on the other hand, it should mean that we should only have this time through Ma'is Yadeinu. It shouldn't be slapped onto us. The person, it should go hand in hand. The two inyanos go hand in hand with a person. That's when there's a bracha. And again, as if a person is looking for permanence, as a person sits down and a person starts thinking ahead, all of the things that got a person excited, enthused, overwhelmed, all of those are b'chinas of reyach. And all of those in Yanim have a makom to jumpstart a person. And fine, but a person, nothing permanent stays out of it. The bumba kashes and the fantastic Torah and this and that and the things, but all of those in Yanim, if a person thinks that they'll keep him learning, he's a Torah. On the other hand, if a person thinks he can sit and learn only because he has to, and it's also not going to go. A person has to at least understand where the mahalach is. The mahalach is that he has to. There isn't a place where Keteris and Shem and Amor come together. There is a place where a person has the time, learning through an Inyan a lot of times, going over it carefully and slowly, and knowing it clearly, gives a person a tremendous satisfaction. And it's a satisfaction that lasts. It's not like yayin that's meshaker. It's neir neiros to zayah. There is yayin in the bria. The reason, how do you reconcile it? On the one hand, there's a pasuk v'yayin yisam chavenish. On the other hand, there's a chazal that said that yayin brought you lola ba'ilam. How do you reconcile it? The teretz is if the person stays with the yayin as yayin, then an empty stomach, then the person is going to collapse. It's not satisfying. It's not fulfilling. It doesn't give a person anything permanent. It's like drinking without eating. It makes you sick. If a person, on the other hand, is able to feel the time in the lechem, because I have mean actually that the shemekim bracha on reyach tov bepas. If a person has a tzad, if a person has a mokum, where a person begins to integrate the two, a person has to learn to understand that the clarity of having the inyan arayis. And the lumdus of the Indian is actually the Seder Atvar. That's the lumdus. Like the Ramchal says in the beginning of Derech Hashem, that there's a special ava that the Seichel has for things that are organized. If a person could take an Indian and say to himself, this is the Yesoid, and on this Yesoid there's a Machlokes Tanoim, and in this Prat there's a Machlokes Amiroyim. The Svara seems to be this way, so it seems to be this way, and on this very Svara there's a Machlokes Achroinim. And this, if a person is able to get the pratim down in a comfortable way, where seichel has a grip on it, so the rest of it comes along also. The hanor and the tainug lies in it, and the same thing with davening. If a person, every person gets turned on to davening in a shas tzor lo aleinu, in a shas mitzuka lo aleinu, in a shas isayrus, in Rosh Hashanah and Kippur. Again, it's always good to jumpstart. A person has to understand, he has to develop the time in the davening, in the day-to-day davening, in the sim shalom, and the person should be mizbeinin it, removed from problem. It should be mizbeinin how much shalom the bria needs, how much everything is full of friction, how much things are not comfortable, how things are in each other's ways. V'chulu, whatever it is, every person is own mouth, and look at it not in terms of crisis, but in terms of ongoing avodah. A person does mitzvahs. So again, there are mitzvahs that the kezayis matzah, if anybody's a baal nefesh, the kezayis matzah is a very ecstatic experience. But in putting on tefillin day after day, in let the person, once the person learns to feel the tainug of the reyach that's niklap in the shemen, once the person is aiming on the ha'ara that comes together with the k'tayris, then the person lives with the bracha of Yiras Shatish Shchina b'Maaseh Deh. Charles.